welcome to the July 2nd.
Here.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Here.
Chair Barnidge?
Here.
Vice Chair, I'm sorry.
Here.
And would you please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And under agenda review, does anyone see any reason to revise the order of the agenda items?
No.
The time during the meeting where you can come up and make comments or suggestions on items that are not on the Planning Commission agenda. Was anybody interested in doing that tonight? Okay. And item number 6, written communications. Kelly, do we have any written communications that we weren't given?
No.
Okay. And that brings us to the consent agenda, and underneath that we have approval of minutes. We have the minutes of May 21st and June 18th. Does anyone see any, does anyone have any Then I will go ahead and entertain a motion to approve the minutes separately for those two meetings or together, since we don't have any changes.
Well, separately.
Separately? Okay.
May 21st.
Second.
any discussion?
No.
Okay, Debbie, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Barnidge?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, can I have a roll call, please, Debbie?
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin? Vice Chair
Barnidge? I was not here, so.
I know, I wasn't either. Can we both abstain? Should we vote at the next meeting?
Yes, if you don't want to.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and table that till the next meeting, the June 18th minutes. Okay. Okay, and item number 8. For the establishment of church offices and meeting areas, with the location being 1375 East Grand, suite number 106, the applicant, Shouts of Grace Church, representative is Pat Sparrow. And Kelly, are you here for Matt?
Yes, I am. Okay. Here for Matt. Thank you, Chair Barnidge, members of the commission. Shouts of Grace Church proposes to locate its offices and multipurpose meeting area within an existing commercial center on Grand Avenue, just east of Cortland Street. The retail, office, financial services, and residential. As background, the Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit in 2006 for the Cesslock building, which faces on Grand Avenue, and then also a shell building located towards the back of the property. The applicant proposes to establish the church facility in 3 of the 5 commercial bays in the back of the building, in the back building on the property. So the staff advisory committee supported the project with a condition added for the conversion to and the awnings. Parking requirements are met when using the common parking provision of the development code. Because of the different hours of operation between the bank and the church, a 14% parking reduction is allowed, and the 35 parking spaces are adequate to serve the new church use. The proposed signage consists of one wall sign centered above the middle bay. Sign area is 101.5 square feet, which does not include the white area, the white space area. The planned sign program for the center allows 50 square feet per wall sign for each tenant. Since the applicant is occupying three of the five bays, a larger sign is allowed. The ARC recommends that the sign be no greater than 100 square feet under the proposed administrative sign permit application. Condition number 10 stipulates this size constraint. And the ARC added a couple of other conditions regarding signage. The sign shall be illuminated using four downcast gooseneck lights spaced equally across the sign to match others in the center. Impacting globally shall be replaced with a bullet. They thought that there might be some confusion with that vertical thing to reflect a letter or something. So to conclude, staff and the ARC recommend that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution approving the CUP and the proposed signage subject to the conditions of approval, and I'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Does anyone have any questions of staff? Kelly?
Just Kelly, what was the parking calc numbers you went over? I didn't see anything on, I didn't count them all out on the plan.
Thirty-five are provided, but with the shared uses between the bank and the church, different hours of operation, they're allowed to get up to a 20% reduction in parking, but they only need a 14% reduction in parking.
Okay. So 41 was the calc and 35 for it. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa, no questions. John, do you have any questions? And I don't think I have any questions as well. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the public. And what's customary is we always go with the applicant. So if the
Matt Sparrow, I'm pastor of Shouts of Grace Church. And we have been operating as a church in Grover Beach for about 9 years down between 6th and 7th Street on Grand Avenue. Because of just the church has grown and it's time to move on, we did negotiate with the Clark Center for a long-term Sunday morning contract for our primary worship service. And the building that we are proposing the improvements to would be auxiliary in the sense of our offices, and then the side use would be as specified, mainly activities that happen after 7 p.m. Good for us, and we appreciate the opportunity to propose it. There, everything that I can see, we haven't gone through the actual conditions of the conditional use permit. Our planner, who's been working with us, should be here shortly. So I don't. That's the only unknown for me. Is I'm familiar with the signage. We sat through that particular meeting. What was proposed there, and we worked through that together. So there's no question, or we're in total agreement about what we arrived at the ARC meeting. So the other conditions, I think, were just specific about time. So that would be my. Is that something you'd be able to obtain a copy of, what the conditions of the conditional use permit are as being proposed? Do you have that with you?
Chair Barnett, I believe that it was mailed to the applicant directly.
Okay.
So whoever was listed as the applicant should have received a copy or an email copy of the resolution and the staff report.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Sylvia Gonzalez. I am the planner and representative for the applicant. The letter was emailed, and yes, a hard copy was sent to the church. Here.
Is that what you're looking for, the conditions?
You're right. There were the conditions of the proposed resolution. I think I just need, I believe it's on the first page where it...
Exhibit A.
I think the for the resolution, because that is where it came to my attention. I know. I think maybe what we are making reference to is the resolution from the Architectural Review Committee, where it indicated that seeing that the occupancy will not exceed 45 people in the building, therefore, this is the recommendation they make. And one of the things that we discussed after the meeting is the fact that either once or twice a year, of 100 people, and typically that would occur during off-peak hours. The church doesn't have a board, but it does have what they call a founders membership, which is all the people that attend the church and are basically the people that are contributing and building and volunteering. And sometimes there might be a breakfast. There might be the men's study breakfast where there's some serving and people attending to the people that are having the breakfast, spouses and children. So I think that was the spirit under which we wanted approximately 45 people, but we would rather limit ourselves to the number of parking spaces, as we expressed before to the staff and to the Architectural Review Commission. The church has been a good neighbor at the Grover Beach facility. They are very judicious about how they use the facility. They are very good planners. They like to plan ahead. If they see that the venue will not be able to accommodate the number of people that they have, they typically coordinate with a larger facility. At this point in time, they have, you know, I think you already know this, they have a long-term commitment with the Clark Center. They also have relationships a large facility that if in the event that the Clark Center would not be available. So the all of these together to basically say we would like to our conditional use permit to consider the fact that we are limited to the number of spaces, yes, and we would observe the fire code ordinances, but we would not want to limit ourselves to 45, our historical use, that is. But we would not exceed any health and safety concerns either. So again, you know, they've been very good neighbors for the last 7 to 8 years. They have been at the Grover Beach facility, and they want to
I don't see that in the conditions unless I miss it in our
what
go ahead
what I see under the project description.
Yeah,
it says multi-purpose meeting area for small group, a maximum of 30 to 45 people.
Okay, so it's
you're right, but I don't
report.
See it in the conditional.
Right.
Other than I don't know if this number 20, where it says building permits are required, that wouldn't apply to this.
No. I'll let Kelly answer. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, basically, it comes down to what the fire code says.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and so what is that?
Well, that would be John Hurst.
John.
I'm sure that was discussed at the staff advisory committee meeting.
Okay.
And that's why there's a condition that says that the applicant should notify the city of any alteration. So basically, since this wasn't my project, I don't have the history. Do you happen to know, Jeff?
Jeff English with Public Works. I happened to be at the staff advisory committee when this was discussed, and the maximum occupancy by the fire code is one person per every 7 square foot, which is a substantial number of people, and so really, the other confining criteria, such as parking, are going to limit their numbers far more than would the fire code restrictions.
In our conditions, so because of the parking, are we going to have to add that, Kelly?
Well, I'm just surprised that, I mean, they could go up to 20%. I don't know why that wasn't requested before, so that they could get up to a certain number of parking relief.
Mm-hmm.
So
in case they went over that 45
right,
once in
right.
a while, because like Jeff said, the occupancy should be a lot more than that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was based on 1 per 7 square feet. That's interesting. It's good to know.
If I may add to that, during the discussion, the calculation of one people in that building, but we will have, you know, upwards of 75, you know, maybe once in a blue moon up to 100 people, but not 200. Yeah.
Well, it probably would get you, I'm just off the top of my head, maybe 50 or 55, maybe something like that, with a 20% reduction, you know, in the parking. And it also was mentioned in the staff report that you do have relationships with other places where you can also park.
Yes, you know, yes, so yes, we have a letter.
Coordinate and,
yes.
and do it that way. So
yes.
that are made, we could put that in the file, that we understand that there's other alternatives to be able to make it so that it's not a problem, obviously. So.
Wanted to address, we've been existing with 41 off-street spaces, and we share with a Little Bits restaurant and the strip mall that had operating hours at the same time on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And why we asked that we could actually work towards parking spaces instead of people is for a few reasons. Is that's easy for us to monitor. We have parking guys who ask people when they come, make sure that you you know, function of a church is to build community and unity, and so we just wanted to go that approach instead of trying to limit the people. We'll never come close to what the health and safety of the fire code requirements would be on that building. We never have in this building, and so I think because of that discussion, it may be because why it's reflected in the way that the actual proposal came out, the conditional use permit came out, because we did cover this on a couple different times. But.
Okay, so how often will it go over the 45?
I'm sorry, sure.
That's okay.
It's been any time, the most it's been is quarterly, but okay. occasionally it's been every 6 months. But we call them builders meetings, and it's a form of like a membership. People are interested in the church and want to know more about it or have questions. It's kind of a business meeting, and so it is bigger than our normal Bible studies. A typical night that we would gather there for something other than Sunday mornings would be on the average, would be somewhere between 25 and 30 people, would be historical average. If the church doubled possible, that space by means.
Okay. Okay, so, but I'm trying to, because of the parking spaces.
Yes.
It's, I realize people are going to drive together, but I'm trying to picture how, so you're saying these builders' meetings, that's the only time you anticipate it going over the 45, and that's four times a year?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's during off-peak hours.
Oh, and what's the days and times?
Wednesday at 7 was okay. Our last one.
Okay.
Occasionally, we've done Sunday nights at 7, but it works okay. Better midweek, Wednesdays at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so it wouldn't be during the day
Never.
When CESLOC's open or CVS, but that's okay. Okay.
Right.
That resolution, Kelly?
The fourth.
Will not exceed the 45 individuals.
It's the fourth whereas.
Right, there we go.
Oh, the whereas is.
Okay, so we'll have to, maybe Kelly, you can think about that and decide what we want to do as far as if we want to add something to.
Well, I was thinking that we can add something in here that just reflects that, you know, a 20% reduction is allowed.
Okay.
Parking reduction is allowed.
I noticed in that sentence there's an and.
It's always an and whenever you have the whereas. Is that what you're talking about?
At the very end.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Right. I'm sorry.
Okay, so does anyone else have any more questions of the applicant right now?
I have a question of Pastor's.
Okay, John.
Are you going to have a long-term lease here? Is this just a stepping stone, or are you
It's a stepping stone for us. We've booked out as far as we can with the Clark Center, which is into 2015. So this is going to be a three-year lease with perhaps a long-term bigger things. And once you get an assembly size coming, there's things that have to be done for kids and all that, which this isn't
sure.
Accommodating.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lisa or Jennifer, do you have any more questions of the applicant right now?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and open it up to the rest of the public if anyone else would like to come forward and speak on this item this evening. Oh, okay.
Supportive.
Moral support. Okay. Okay, then we'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back.
Thank you. Yeah. Kelly, in the parking description is one thing, and then in the resolution, is it typically we state occupancy of buildings in a resolution? I don't recall. I see we're confusing the two. There's life safety. Mm-hmm. In a resolution, typically, we're not saying that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
We're limiting a building to a certain number of people. Planning has parking calcs, which are different than occupancy calcs.
No, I agree. I would suggest deleting that whereas and swapping it out to say something like whereas.
Do we need that?
Do we need it at all? Because
does that add anything to add the parking? Because they're allowed to have that, right?
Or to make it clear.
Just to make it clear.
You know,
put it in the resolution
up to 20%.
Because it's an issue is the only reason why. I mean, the only reason why I'm sure that this was in there where it normally is not to identify the number of individuals is because it was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right, because we're okay on the occupancy. We're just trying to monitor, make sure the parking's adequate.
It's perfect for that space in the parking. But, and four times a year, it doesn't bother me 100 people. But if we say that 100 people can be there all the time, mm-hmm. then we're asking for kind of a parking problem because even though you have the spaces, the congestion is just would just be bad for that whole shopping center.
Can't Kelly, can we take out the whereas and add a condition about the 20% mm-hmm. reduction?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I wanted to actually limit the occupancy. It's actually much more appropriate to be as a condition of approval as opposed to whereas clauses. There's really actually no force and effect on the whereas clause itself. It's just a kind of a representation. But so if that's something that you guys are looking to do, that's probably much more appropriate to include a condition of approval that specifies that.
That talks about the maximum occupancy, or that talks about the 20% reduction. We realize 4 times a year there's going to be
whichever way you guys want to go with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. My concern too is that a parking calculation is. Parking should be classified as parking.
Mm-hmm.
And planning has completely different parking calcs for a square footage of a building than saying 50 people are allowed to be in that building. I think that's two totally different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, personally, it just seems like we can handle dealing with parking spaces a lot more readily than bodies. So.
And I don't think we have to talk about occupancy.
No, I
think
not
that's
yet.
Off the table.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Let's cut that out.
Okay.
Did you have something else, John?
The only occupancy thing I would stress is that we but if we're trying to talk about occupancy, it should refer to the fire code, not how many people can be in there.
That's not in here anywhere, John.
I didn't.
Well,
see.
Okay. I think it's inherent in the building.
Yeah, there's. Under the building division.
Oh, right there,
conditions.
Number 20. Number 20?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, any more questions?
Is anyone at the ARC meeting? Is that?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Jeff was.
Okay.
Prior to coming to the commission, so.
Okay.
John did bring up a point that if they were to have larger gatherings, that they just come to our department, community development, and talk to us about how they propose to deal with the parking situation and, you know, kind of handle it that way. Because they already have the CUP, you know, we're
right.
Willing to work with them. We just want to avoid problems, obviously, so.
But you still want us to add a condition, right, John?
Well, what I think is that you should delete the condition that mentioned it's dependent upon the size and the use of the structure itself, not necessarily, because you could have, you know, people could, one person per car or 5 people per car, and, you know, it really changes things. But if you were concerned about, you know, very large gatherings, you could find that as, you know, anticipated to be above 100 or more people, that they get CDD approval prior to having such event.
Okay. Okay. I think we beat that to death. okay. So is anyone, or wait, I'm sorry, we need to go to comments, Lisa.
For the property.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer?
Yeah, I like what was just mentioned, maybe adding a condition if there's events anticipating more than 100 people, they seek coordination with the community development.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else seemed fine. I had to look for the signage, the line, and then I figured out what they were talking about, so that it seems to make sense to me. Otherwise, it seems like a good use of space and smart use of existing facilities, so I'm ready to move forward.
ARC, so that's good improvement. Fits the character of that building better.
Okay. Okay, and I am ready to move forward as well. I'm glad there's going to be something back there instead of a vacancy, so that's exciting. Is anyone ready to craft the motion with that added condition of approval?
I will. I move we approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rio Grande approving conditional use permit number 13-002 and administrative sign permit number 13-011. With the following changes, removing the whereas the anticipated use of the multipurpose meeting will not exceed approximately 45 individuals, and adding a condition stating that if the owners anticipate events, gatherings of more than 100 people, they'll seek approval, communication with the Community Development Department.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hornage?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We will continue to be good neighbors.
Yep. Okay, now we move on to non-public hearing items. We have one this evening. It's the 9A amendment. Program, and Jeff is going to present that staff report tonight. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, Vice Chair Barnage, members of the commission, welcome. I'm glad to be here. I haven't had an opportunity to present to the Planning Commission, and I'm looking forward to it. I have had an opportunity to meet Commissioner Keene and Commissioner Barnage, and look forward to working with you both in the future as well. I'm the Public Works Director. I've been on the job now for about 8 months. And had the good fortune to work with the Tree Guild and other members in the community on the community tree program. It's a result of some staffing changes and just some language that needs to be changed in the tree ordinance to allow us to administer that program better. I did want to show on the screen one of my favorite trees in town. I've had an opportunity to look at a number of them. This tree is actually, it's one tree. It's up on it's 1500 Sierra, and it is this gnarled tree that is beautiful. You can actually see it better from the neighbor's yard. But I've been out looking at all the landmark trees. That the Planning Commission adopt a resolution recommending that the City Council approve proposed amendments to Chapter 12.16 of Title 12 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code, the Community Tree Program. Community Tree Program, and forgive me if you're very familiar with this already, and I just want to go through some information about the tree program. Preservation, maintenance, and regeneration of trees are promoted. Beautiful and aesthetically pleasing community. Trees are programs that address the environmental benefits of trees and improve communication between the various commissions regarding tree-related issues. Those are some of the tenants that are promoted through the tree program. The community tree program. Actually, the areas that are covered says recommended amendments. It actually should say in on the slide there the regulated trees. Regulated trees in Arroyo Grande are coastal live oaks that are 12-inch DBH, which is diameter at breast height, in single-family. a 13-inch oak tree that was cut down. It's at the yard, and we had a piece. I just tried to find one. And then the other there is a 6-inch tree, just for point of reference. All trees in the following zones: commercial zone, multifamily zones, mixed-use zones, and then obviously landmark trees. Thank you. My loyal assistant. Advantages of the recommended amendments tonight are that 9 months ago, Doug Perrin, a longtime employee of the city of Rio Grande, and my predecessor in some regards, was responsible for the tree program. His position was essentially divided into two positions. One is a recreation department head, which is John Rogers, and myself, the public works director. The responsibility for the tree, for operation of the tree, community tree program, followed with the public works director, and as a result, there are some situation. And I did want to make a shout out to Pete McClure, who is a city public works department employee who's also a certified arborist, and Pete is phenomenal. He's just a wonderful guy to work with, and does a great job at overseeing our city's tree program and the evaluations. I rely on his advice quite heavily when making decisions about trees. Street tree maintenance. City Public Works Department maintains the street trees that are in the parkways, as well as repairing sidewalks and also want to acknowledge the partner that we have in the Tree Guild. It's been a pleasure to work with the Tree Guild and work with them on a variety of planting projects. And I also take many of the tree removal permits and run them by the Tree Guild for advice on some of those removals. And then just overall improved coordination of staff resources. Options for the recommended amendments would be to adopt the draft resolution as presented this evening. And or provide additional direction to staff. I would ask that if you are looking at some additional modifications to the tree program, that those be asked for staff to bring those back with further research, and that you would adopt the resolution tonight simply for administrative purposes. Again, our recommendation is that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution recommending City Council approve the proposed amendments, Chapter 12.16 of Title 12 of the Municipal Code. And it's also a landmark tree, and the resident there is very proud of that tree and keeps it well maintained, and just one of my favorites. With that, I'll conclude my report and answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Does anyone have any questions, Jeff? No? Well, I guess you were thorough enough then. okay, I would open it up to the public. There are no participants in the audience, so I'll bring that back, and I guess
just fairly minor housekeeping items. So ready to move forward.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Looks good.
Okay, John?
I'm ready.
Okay. And I am ready as well. So if we, if anyone wants to go ahead and draft a motion.
I will move that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution recommending that the City Council approved proposed amendments to Chapter 12.16 of Title 12 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code Community Tree Program.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
And Vice Chair Barnage?
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. You took it easy on me tonight. I did want to mention that in the tree ordinance, there is a statement that city staff would bring back to the Park and Rec Commission, the Planning Commission, every 3 years, status of the landmark trees. And what I've been doing with our arborist, Pete McClure, is going around and looking at every landmark. On the landmark trees, essentially in compliance with our city ordinance. And I look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate it. Go ahead.
Do you have any idea how many there are? Just for curiosity.
I would say roughly 30. There were 45 or more, but a number of them since the last time that they were reviewed have died. The couple fell over in storms and what have you. So I will have that information as well. There seems to have been a real lull in that program over the last 5 years as landmark trees, and then it came to a grinding halt. And so I think that it either needs to be promoted better. There are some trees that I've encountered that seem to warrant landmark designation on city property anyway, and so I hope to in the future bring a few of those forward for that designation.
And they don't, the public should know that they don't have to be oak trees. They can be any tree.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's see. That brings us to anyone have anything to communicate? And staff communications, item 12. No, our staff is dwindling. Less people over there. One by one. Okay, and then that brings us to item number 13. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night.